You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Dictaphone Blues with In Your Sleep. And in the studio this morning, we've got Edward Casselow and Meadow as well. Kia ora, how are you?
Hi, we're good.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
You too.
Hello to Meadow, who is standing on your knee right now. How old is Meadow?
22 months.
Blimey. Yeah.
Blimey.
Well, she's here making her radio debut this morning. Really interested in the yellow microphone.
Yeah.
Going to be doing some great music making, I'm sure, in the future.
Hopefully.
Excellent. Yeah. Hey, it's nice to have you up here.
It's lovely to be here. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, yeah. Always a pleasure. You've got some new music out this morning, a brand new single.
Yeah, a new song.
Soothe the Muse.
Soothe the Muse, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this track and what you've been working on.
So somewhere in the myriad of in the amazing time that is having a youngster,
I've found
a little bit of time to do a little bit of recording, and what came out of it was an EP. And sort of after my last record was quite lots of layering and everything. This one's a lot more stripped back, and it's just guitar and bass and drums and vocals, and so it's really fun. And it was really fun to make, and this is actually hard answering questions while I'm kind of like got this little thing sitting on me. But
she's been very good.
I mean, a lot of it, and it probably sounds quite lame to the alternative listeners, but a lot of it is sort of circled around, you know, the change in life and that when you do have a child.
Yeah, totally.
But it's done in a cool, angsty way.
But I think that's not lame at all. I think that there's a lot of people who can relate to that and know that that's part of, you know, life's great tapestry and also it's music's great tapestry too.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I was just writing about what I knew at that time. And really having like a kind of like a loud, gnarly rock renaissance. I kind of come from that... you know, that field more so than, and I feel like my music sort of mellowed as I've gotten older, and I was and maybe somewhere in there with having a kid, I was, maybe it's a midlife crisis, I don't know, went back to
doesn't feel like a midlife crisis. It feels
rocking.
Very good. It feels
cool.
Very deliberate and very exciting as well.
Kia ora, Rachel. Thank you.
I think it's a really interesting thing to also be stripping your music back and pulling it into this space when you've done, as you said, a lot of layering, a lot of that kind of complex stuff. What was the big driver for just going for that, you know, straightforward, simple layering process with this?
Lack of time.
Nice.
Probably
lack
of sleep and not having a lot of time to concentrate for too long. And just that it was the opposite of what my solo album was last year. And maybe just listening to things that, you know, that I used to really like Fugazi, and not that it sounds like Fugazi, but Weezer and things like that you know I grew up on, and I think maybe I got a new guitar in there as well somewhere,
that
and it was
helps.
Like, man, I want to just plug in and play this,
play the rock.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Who's the muse in this track? Who are we soothing here?
I mean, I guess it's Meadow. It's sort of, this one's sort of about. When we first had her, I'm quite a loud guy, boisterous guy, and around home, you know, and in the safety of my own home, maybe that's amplified a little bit as well.
Yeah.
And my wife would be like, "Oh, look, you can't just, you know, but you've got to be quiet." You know, she's going, "We're going to wake the baby. We're going to wake the baby." And I'm like, "And like the worst thing that can happen is like, you know, the infant is asleep in the afternoon, and you go down there." And she's trying to escape.
Yes, she's
trying to escape.
We've locked the door, but she's...
News people, grab her.
just tall enough for the door handle.
And the worst sort of thing is to wake up this child and then have to like soothe this child. To get her or him or. To sleep, and so I guess it's about Meadow, really. Yeah.
Well, it's a really beautiful track and a rocking track too.
Thank you, Rachel.
Got some excellent shreds going on in it. Up on Bandcamp, I presume.
Yeah, up on Bandcamp, and it comes out on the streamers today.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon we should get into this, Shreds.
Yeah.
When's the EP going to be released?
The EP probably not until next year,
early next year.
We've got a show in Friday, 18th of November
nice.
At Whammy Bar. And I've been playing with the same people for maybe close to 10 years, and I've sort of decided to change it up. So there's a new sort of band in the works as well with... Morgan Leary from Cindy, and Jamie Hanna, who plays in Sports, and Oh, the Tramadol Rolls. John, the Tramadol John Rolls.
Nice.
Who is Cream Gene himself, Brad Fajita.
Excellent.
So we're getting ready and pumped for a gig, aren't we, Dodo?
Yes.
Yeah.
the mic technique from Meadow is great. I really need to see some.
I passed that down to her for a while.
Yeah, some excellent ad libs on the next.
I notice you've got new stuff. These are new mics. They are new stands.
They are new. They don't squeak as much because Rick put some CRC on them. Thanks,
Bliss.
Rick. Thanks to, I think it was the Ministry of Culture and Heritage might have helped fund that.
So, love it.
Shout outs to the government. Appreciate that.
Brilliant.
And shout outs to you. Thanks for coming in this morning, Ed.
Thanks again for having me, guys.
And Meadow,
hope you guys, listeners, enjoy the music and stay cool out there.
Absolutely. This is Soothe the Muse, brand new from Dictaphone Blues. You're on BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.